Off, I want to start from number five. Number five, Shirk Hazara, number two. Everyone got it? Number five. What did Exol say in the Chuvas HaRosh Lagabi Shmitas Sofin? Let's get it down. The Rosh was very, very upset. He saw many people not write prusbles, and it upset him very much. He was sock and kruchia. He was sock like a whooping crane. He couldn't believe that these people were not writing what? He couldn't believe the Chuvas HaRosh, the Xos quotes, he couldn't believe that they were not writing prusbles. Shalokoshul din shmisa sofu. That's number five. Okay? That's what the Chuvas HaRosh writes in the Chuvas. Jonathan, are you writing everything down? Yosef Feld, let's get everything. Already got me? The Rosh in the Chuvas writes he couldn't believe people were not observing Shemitah Sofa and not writing prusbles. That's five. Six. What did the Xos HaKoshen ask on it? He said, what are you talking about? Why are you so bothered by this, Lamaisa? Why are you so bothered by this? Okay? One second. Before we go on to six, part of number five is, what was the Rosh's solution? He was Malamed Tzchus that everyone must have made a Tanai. When they lent money, that the Shemitah shouldn't cancel. Yes? Must be that they're doing the right thing. You got this, John? You're writing everything down? And number five, there was an implicit denial that people would loan money with the condition that Shemitah would not cancel loans. Okay. You know, he's Malamed Tzchus. He was Sakit Kruchiyat. He was yelling like a whooping crane. And then he said, you know what? It must be that everyone lent money with the notion that Shemitah won't cancel, so you don't need a prison. That's number five. Six. What did Xos ask on it? The Xos says, you Rosh are a Godel. You Rosh are a Godel. Are you writing this down, Aryeh? You Rosh are a Godel. You're writing response, you're writing choose. You also have the Simonim on Gemara. When they call the Russians Simonim, they mean on the Gemara. And do you know what he writes in the Simonim? He writes in the Simonim in Simon Chof in our Perek that the Yisrael Yigos begins at the beginning of the year. Last year it began, even though it's canceled at the end of the year. So at the end of the year, that's when the cancellation ends. But at the beginning of the year, you can't pressure them. So you can't make a Tanai on an Isser. So how could the Rosh say, oh, everyone's Malamed Tzchus that they let the money during the year with a Tanai? Doesn't help you. The Isser lo yugos, Jonathan, started at the beginning of the year. So a Tanai's not going to help you on that Isser. Remember we said the Rosh is the one opinion like that that makes a split? The Balatani holds like that, Binyamin Novik? That's what the Chabad. The Balatanya Lamaisa, they made the crucible last year. But if it already started the suppression, then how would a condition help? A condition is not going to help you. So the Xos asks to steer in the Rosh. How can the Rosh and the Chuvas write, oh, I assume everyone made it tonight? The tonight is not going to help you for loans during the seventh year you made. Because Yisrael Lo Yigosh already was initiated. He makes a split, the Rosh and the Simon, that Yisrael Lo Yigosh begins in the beginning of the year, and it's canceled on at the end of the year. That was the Xos discussion, number six. Jonathan, you got me? You guys asked me questions from the Zoom. Mayor, you writing everything down? Eliezer, David Ben Amu, Yisrael Rosner, where's Nate? Binyamin, are you writing everything down? Binyamin Berman, why aren't you writing it down in Eretz Yisrael? Write in the computer, Lamaisa. You need to write it, Lamaisa. Okay, here we go. Number seven. That's six. Seven. What did the great Gaon Rav Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal and Rav Zhulti Zatzal and the Asher Lishlom Zatzal, Binyamin's great uncle, what did they answer to the Gabbadei Kasha, the Xos on the Rosh? So they said the following answer. I want you to get it. They said there's no stira. Because if you assume the lav of Lo Yigos is a financial lav, then a condition works on a financial lav. And therefore, there's no problem. Maybe they made a loan with condition that Shemitah shouldn't cancel. And the Tanai works on a financial lav. It doesn't work on an Isra lav, you know, a Yordea type lav, an Isra, not, but a financial lav it should work on. Tanai works on Dabar Shemamomo, on financial matters. So maybe we'll view Lo Yigos as a financial lot. So let the condition work on that. That's their answer, Lamaisa. and therefore it's not a problem at all. You can make it tonight, and that would save you also, that you wouldn't be over to Yisrael Avalo Yigos. That's their answer.
Reverend.
Yes, Jonathan.
Could Rebbe just repeat what would be the alternative to being a financial law?
Something in your day, like kashrus, anything that's not momentous, you know, that's kashrus, taras, mishpoche, anything that's found in your day, focus on the iser, the ritual, rather than the financial, the ritual. You follow me?
Right.
Okay, that was the word I was looking for. Okay, that answers number one, 7. 8. The Asher Shlomo Zatzal, the great-great uncle of Binyamin, the great Goyim, Stifler's son-in-law, he gave a different answer to solve the rush. What was the answer, Oren? He said a very ingenious answer. He said the chol is not canceled. He says where the chol is not canceled, there is no iser. See, the iser of pressuring is only when it's going to be canceled. So you're like under the gun. So you're pressuring the loma. Pay me back before it gets canceled. Right? So only when the chov is going to be canceled is an isra of lo yigos. A chov that's going to be canceled is an isra of lo yigos. It's an amazing thing. Right now, after rushing, you're pressuring it. It's canceled already. What are you doing? It's an isra to pressure the guy. It's been canceled already. But Lamaisa, if the chov is not going to be canceled because they made it tanai, then the iser doesn't get off the ground. I want you guys to get this. The iser of pressuring is only on a loan that was canceled. But a loan that's not going to be canceled because you made a condition, Jonathan, there is no iser of pressuring at all. So there's no iser of pressuring. So therefore, there's no problem in the rush. No problem, the rush at all. The rush said, oh, it only gets canceled at the end of the year. But Lamaisa, the Isser of Loyigos, begins at the beginning of the year. But if you made a condition, there is no Isser. If you made a condition, there is no Isser. Why? Because if you made a condition, the loan's never going to be canceled. If the loan's never going to be canceled, the Isser of Loyigos. It makes a lot of sense, you know, that Hashem only ushered guys from pressuring people. Hashem only asked guys from pressuring people that their loans are canceled. But if the loan is never going to be canceled, in any condition, there's only several egos. Okay, that's 8. 9. How did Rashi learn the second kasha of the Gemara? What was the second kasha of the Gemara? You remember what the second kasha was? On Lamed Vav and Beis? How do you say, Midia Rice, it's not canceled? Yes, meaning the loan remains intact. Emet Rabbanan, they said it's canceled. Yes, and then Hillel made a proof. Remember, there were three steps. Bizman Hazeh, the loan remains intact. There's no shmita sofen. The Rabbanan made shmita sofen in order to what? In order to make sure you don't forget about it. And then Hillel made a proof. Remember the three steps, A, B, and C. Right, the loan remains intact. There's no shmita sofen. Then the Rabbanan canceled it. Then Hillel made a takana of proofable. To what? Keep it intact. Like C kept A alive. So the Gemara asks, how do you get from A to B? If the Torah said that the loan remains intact, the Shmita Sofen does not apply, how could the Rabbanan in a vacuum all of a sudden say it what? It applies. How'd they do that? If the Torah said the loan remains intact, how could the Rabbanan say it's canceled? That was Gemara's kasha. So Rashi learns that basically what the Rabbanan are doing is making the Loba a gazlan. Please get it. The Rabbanan Lamaisa are making the Lova Gazlin because he should have paid it back and now they say it's canceled. Rashi Dim Ramaskil, Vamar Rabbanan Tishba, Nimsa Lova Gazlin Alpien. The Lova becomes a Gazlin. So the Rabbanan basically are making what? The Rabbanan are making the guy a Gazlin. That's how Rashi learned the Kasha. How do we masbir the teretz of Abaye? How are we masbir the teretz of Abaye to Shnei Drachim? So the answer of Abaye was Sheva al Tasehu. So how are the two ways we masbir Abaye, Lamaisa? How are we masbir Abaye that it's considered to be okay, Allah Lamaisa? What's the Gemara's answer? When it says Sheva al Tasek. Number one is please get it, that the Rabbanon have the power to mevatel a mitzvah's essay. If Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, we would not blow the shofar on Shabbos. Because why? Yesh koch ve'atachon lakor, dover min ha'tayr v'sheva al tase. What'd you say, Mayor?
We're number 9, right?
Yeah, we're at number nine. Rashi says, Rashi learned the kasha of the Gemara Lamed Vav Beis, you've been doing inside, that you're making the guy a gosling. You're making love with the gosling. He's not going to pay back. Gemara answers, Sheva Al Tase. So one way to learn Sheva Al Tase is that the Gemara held in the kasha, the Chum have the power to Vav Mitzvah. But they cannot cause you to do an Isser. They cannot cause you to do an Isser even passively. And then what does Gemara answer? Yes, they can. You can do even an Isser Sheva Al Tase. That's one way to learn the answer to the Gemara. That the Havamina was, they can't cause you to do an Isser Sheva Al Tase. A mitzvah they can stop. An Isser not. Gemara answers, yes, they can, as long as it's passive. The other way of learning, the second way of learning Gemara's answer is that Abai is saying that what? You're not a Gazlan, but what are you? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Prius Balkov mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, and that's Sheva Al Tase. Meaning the Havim, meaning the Kashas Gemara, they held you're a Gaza. And the Gemara's answer, you're not a Gaza, you're just not fulfilling the mitzvah, priest b'chol mitzvah. Fine. That answers number one. That answers number nine. Number 10. Why did Rava not like the answer of Abaye? What was Rava's answer? Hefker based in Hefker. Why didn't Rava like Abaye's answer? So we suggested the following, that maybe Rava holds that a lova that doesn't pay back is a gazer, is absolutely a gazer. You are a gazer. Okay? That's why Rava Lamaisa did not like the answer of Abaye. You are over the answer of Gezel. So if you plug it in the first way we learn the answer, we said, and the second way that we learned the answer was that you're not a Goslin. Well, maybe Rava holds you are a Goslin. That's why you had to come on to Hefker Beis and Hefker. That's one way of learning. The only problem with that is that Rashi and Sanhedrin and Daf Beis Manaf writes that a lova that doesn't pay back is not a Goslin. So that means that Rashi and the Mishnah would not go well with Rava. The Gemara says in Ksubas Priya Spachov Mitzvah, Rashi says it's a mitzvah, Hin said it. She hinshokot said it. So in other words, it says in Ksubis, Lamaisa, Prius Balkov is a mitzvah. Doesn't say Lamaisa. Right? It's a mitzvah. So the Dibri Yecheskel says, maybe if a guy never pays back, you're a gosling. But if you want to pay back, eventually you just don't have the money now, and you're just procrastinating and trying to buy time, you have no money, you're not a gosling. So maybe that's what Rashi was talking about in Sanhedrin, where you're just trying to buy time. You never intended never to pay the guy. When you intend never to pay the guy, then you're what? Then your mom is a gossip. Then your mom is a gossip. So, Lamaisa, this is the pshat, Lamaisa, that maybe you could suggest. So one answer is that Rava didn't like Abaye as the answer, because maybe Rava held you are a gossip, Mamish. Maybe you are a gossip. That goes well with the answer we had before, the second way of learning Abaye, that you're not a gossip. You just stop fulfilling the mitzvah, priest, bachol mitzvah. Rava says you would be a gazer if it wasn't for Hefker Beis and Hefker. Another way to say why Rava didn't like Abaye's answer is because he wanted to say a svara that would answer Arya the first kasha of the Gemara as well. So it could be that he would agree with Abaye, you're not a gazlan, yes, in the end of the day. Maybe you're not a gazlan in the end of the day, like the second way we're learning, but he wanted to give an answer that would answer the original first kasha of the Gemara, which was what? How could Hillel make a prusbel when what? When Shmita's Kavan is deraisa. So he wanted to answer both kashas in one swoop. So that's why he didn't like Abaye. That's assuming, Lamaisa, that's assuming that, he holds it's considered to be, you're not going to be considered to be what? Maybe you are considered to be a gossip. Could be you are considered to be a gossip. Halach Lamaisa. But Hefker Beis and Hefker would answer the kasha. Could also say that he argued on the first way we answered it, and that Abaye said you can matri surim b'shevatas, and maybe he held you couldn't. Maybe he held you couldn't, but that's hard to say. Because we know we matter Yisrum all the time, Shei Bal Taseh. Shchut Techutz, with Eli Anavi, with the Nevi HaShekher. You know what the Nevi HaShekher? The Nevi HaShekher, that was a Shchut Techutz that he did, but Lamaisei Matah, that's an Isser. So it's hard to imagine that Rabbi would say, you cannot do Shei Bal Taseh with Yisrum. Okay, that answers number one. That answers number 10. 11. How did the Rashba learn the Kasha and the Teretz? And the Teretz Mekusha Shnia, the Echzeh Mekusha L'shita Zerayim. So the Rashba writes, let's get it. Rashba says that the Akira was a Kumba Esek. You got me, Jonathan and Osher? The Akira, Osher, let's get it down. The Akira was a Kumba Esek. Because the Malva needs the same as Shamanani. So Abai answered him, that's not Kumba Esek. That's Sheva Tasehu. We don't say Sheval Tase shiny. It didn't say the word shiny, because the Maksha knew that it was Sheval Tase. But he thought it was considered to be Kumese in the Havamina. Abai answers, no, it's Sheval Tase. Meaning the Iker Dover is that the Malva doesn't collect the Chol. That we say to the Malva, don't collect the Chol. In the Havamina, they thought it was like the Urayim. What did the Urayim say? That the Malva must say Mishamedani. So therefore, if you're telling him he doesn't have to say that, that's Sheval Tase. Right? Abai answers, no, the Chol is still going to be nullified without saying Mishamanani. That's why it's called Sheval Tase. So in other words, the Havamina was like the Arayim. Yes? And the Maskan is what? Achtata the Malka. It happens on its own. The Havamina was like the Arayim, which is like basically Kumvase, because he's supposed to say it. Right? He's supposed to say it. That's considered clear. And the answer is no, it's Sheval Tase. Because the answer is you don't collect. Well, the answer is not like the Arayim. So what do you... So Shmuel Rozovsky asks, that's Lamaisa, how the Rashba learns up. And how's that Makush with the Shifti Arayim? Again, the Havamin is like the Arayim. The Havamin is like the Arayim. Okay? The Havamin is like the Arayim. The problem is, Lamaisa, the Havamin is like the Rambam. How's the Rambam going to read the Maskana? The Maskana's against him. So you have to say, Rabbi didn't like the answer, because you hold like the Rambam, and that's still called Kumbase. In other words, the fact of the matter is, Rabbi didn't like that answer, because if you are saying the mitzvah is Kumbase, so that's considered to be Kumbase by not what? By not creating a scenario where you don't do it. You're proactively having him not say Kumbese. Even though it's a little difficult. Sheva Tase means just what? You're not saying Mishamanami. You're not saying Mishamanami. But you could hear a Svarta to say that Lamaisa, it's not just called Sheva Tase. It's called what? It's called Kumbese. And that's why Lamaisa Rava didn't like the answer, because he was holding like the Rambam. And if you hold like the Rambam, you must say Mishamanami. Basically, what you're doing is, you're going from D'Oraisa, you're going from a D'Oraisa Lamaisa, where it gets what? The law remains intact, to the Rabbana, where you proactively have to get up and say Mishamanani. And a D'Oraisa level didn't exist. Okay, that answers number 11, 12. What is the question of the Gemara Lagabe? What's the Sheila of the Gemara Lagabe? Tekanas Hill, the Ibaya. The Ibaya is a Shaila. What's the Shaila of the Gemara Lagabe Hill, Tekanas Prusbal? Let's get it. More asks a very interesting Shiloh. Get it down, guys. Now, Ibayilahu. Was Hillel's Prusbal for his generation, or was it for all generations? Plain and simple. We're asking historical Shiloh. Was Hillel's Prusbal for his generation alone, or was it for subsequent generations? That's the Shiloh of the Gemara and the Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Okay, that answers number 12. 13. How did the Marsha and the Maram Shif? How did the Marsha and the Maram Shif say Pshat Lamaisa, Masber the Taislam Vazir Maskalik Tikin? Okay? How are they Masber Lamaisa, the din of what? The din of Tikin. Vazir Maskalik Tikin. At least let's get it. So we said like this. We said, Taisus Dir Maskalam Vazir Maskalik Tikin says that they did not observe 2 years in a row, meaning Shemitah and then Yovel. Again, and if Yeraisa Lava, there was no Shemitah, Midrabana, there are Misakinah. Did they also have the year of Yovel? No, Moses says. Because you could not have 2 years where they couldn't work the ground. It was a Xerish Ein Rov Tzivur Yechol La'amod Bo. So the Marsha and the Maramshif write, 1 year to Aser Karka, that they could deal with. And once they're Mesakin, Avodah Zarah Karka, they're Mesakin Shemit Kesafin. But Yovel, they did not want to Aser Avodah Zarah Karka, because Ein Rov Tzivur Yechol Bo for 2 years. And therefore, like Abi, the returning the field, they did not Mesakin either. So the Marsha adds on, the Chumr, why were the Chumr Moshkoshish more for Zechel Shviz than Zechel Yovel? The answer is because Shviz is more common than Yovel. Yovel only happens once in 50 years. Once in the Yovel. That's that expression. So Shviz was Usher, Ba'avodah Zarah Karka, and Rabbanan, Yovel was not. This is how the Marsha in the Ramshif say the Pshat, Halacha L'maisa. This is how they say the Pshat, L'maisa, okay? So we got that chlor? That's the Tysus. Yes. Yes, the Marsha and the Marmshif are Masber Tysus by saying 2 years not to work the land was just too much. Ein Rov Tzim L'chol L'amobo. So therefore they didn't do any of Yovel, they didn't even return the fields. And the Marsha adds on that the Chomer Chosh is more for Zechel Shviz than Zechel Yovel, because Shviz is more common than Yovel. Therefore, Shviz was also what is a Kark Min Rabbanan, and Yovel is not even Noeg Min Rabbanan. Yovel is not even Noeg Min Rabbanan. Okay, that answers number what? 12, 13. That was 13, rather, 14. How did the small Masbu the Kavanah Zataisis? So the small says, get it down, Simon Samach Zayin Sifkon Beis. He holds that Taisis meant it's very difficult to ask for 2 years in a row of Karka. So therefore, please get it. Amazing, he says. They weren't Misakin and Avodah Zarah Karka at all. Bein Bishviz, Bein Biyovel. The only thing they were Misakin is Shemitah Tzofim. Wow. So the only thing they were Misakin was Shemitah Tzofim. Taisis learns Fakir. Yovel and Shemitah Karka did not apply. The only thing that applied was what Shemitah Tzofim. So it's difficult, according to Taisis, please get it down, according to Sma, why by Yovel did they not Misakin Achzaras HaSados? They should have been Misakin that at least. In other words, the whole shot, according to the small Tais, is that it's difficult to work 2 years of Avodah Zarah Karka. So they weren't Misakin of Avodah Zarah Karka at all. Bein B'Shviz, Bein B'Yovel, nothing. Shviz, they only Misakin Shviz Ksav. So if that's the case, by Yovel they should have been Misakin something, Achzaras HaSados. So, Lomais, that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Now, please get this. The Rishonim that hold that during Bimei Ba'asheni Noeg Yovel Min Rabbanan are cholek on our Tosfos. Nate pointed it out in Shir. Right? Our Tosfos says Beferish weren't Yovel Noeg Yovel, but Lomais, so we have a bunch of Rishonim that said they did. There were no Yovel Min Rabbanan. Remember we had that? So, obviously, they're arguing on this Tosfos. Now the Ron writes here like Tysus that they didn't have Yovel in 2 years, and he also writes Ma'asheni they were knowing Yovel in Rabbanan, so it's a steer in the Ron. So the answer is maybe they were knowing only Bate Arechom. Maybe they weren't knowing all the other dinim, but maybe they were knowing Bate Arechom. Right? That was the Rishon we had. Alav Edvavim Beis Osla Medalid. Right? You remember that? Yeah. On Lamed Vavim Beis, Os Lamed Dalet. We had the Rishon that said, should be Lamed Vavim and Aleph. Right? Lamed Vavim and Aleph, Os Lamed Dalet. And that was, is that there were some Rishonim, yeah, it's a mistake here. Should be Lamed Vavim and Aleph. We said that most Rishonim, Lamaisa, held that, not most, but there are many Rishonim held Ba'asheni Yovel was knowing Midrabbanim. There were Rishonim that said like this. The Ramban, the Ran, Kedusha Ran, Rajbo, they held the Maisa that Yovel's Noeg Min Rabbanan. Please get that. So he's basically saw himself. Here he writes like Taisa, they weren't Noeg Yovel. And there he says, they were Noeg Yovel Min Rabbanan. What's the answer? Maybe they're only Noeg Bate Arechoma. That's it. But not Avodah Zarah Karka. Okay, that answers which one? Then answers 13, 14. Let's go, guys. Let's focus. Number 14, let's go. It's a fast on Zoom, but you can still do it. What'd you say?
It was
14. It was? Yeah, that was 14. Yes, thank you. 14, that was 14. 15. What is the machlokes this morning? The chaznish legabi, the bracha from Hashem, that on the sixth year we'll have a bracha in the field, sixth, seventh, and eighth year. So don't get worried about your observing Shemitah, you'll be blessed. So we said, the machlokes, please get this. The Parsha Patara. Parsha Patara talks about Meir Haas. I don't see it. Meir Haas, David Ben Amu. The other fellow, listen to this guy. You with me?
I'm here, Rabbi.
Does the halacha, I can't see a picture.
Here, just my camera's not working.
Gotcha, okay. Does the bracha apply bisman hazeh when Shviz is the Rabbanim? Does it apply bisman hazeh when Shviz is the Rabbanim? Very interesting. Does that same bracha apply or not? Halacha l'maisa. So, the sma is of the opinion, Simon Samachsansim Kamezer, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Pasha Shulchan, Rechav Tesekon Gimel, that when Shviz is knowing me the Raisa, then the Tzibor Lamaisa can deal with 2 years in a row and even the third year. Because the Torah promises that he'll be blessed in the sixth year for 3 years, six, seventh, and eighth. But Bizman HaZez, right, the small, the Mitzvah Rabbanon, there is no Birkas HaTeira, that you should be Vishana Shishis, Vishana Shviz. So Bizman HaZez says the small, there is no Bracha. And therefore, that's the reality. Comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish argues. Chazon Ish in Siman Yeches Sifkan Dalet says, "Bizman Hazeh, there is a Birkas HaTeira. The Beis Din Shomayla of Hashem does exactly what the Beis Din Shomata wants to do if they're trying to be good people. And since it's possible that we cause the hate, since this is the Chazon Ish, since it's possible we cause the hate that we only have Shmiz Bizman Hazeh and Rabbanan." There's a haftacha for the Jewish people, not for private individuals. Therefore, the Chachamim did not rely on the promise, the bracha from Hashem. Because it was only lemaisa if we act good. If we act bad, lemaisa, who says they have the haftacha? So what emerges is, machlek is the sma and the chazanish, bizman hazeh, will we have the bracha, 3 year bracha or not? Sma says no, and the chazanish says yes. There will be a Birkas HaTeira. And the Beis Shemala does what we want to do. So if we don't do good, Lomai, if we cause the hate, then the Abtach was for Klai Yisrael, not for Yochid. Okay. That answers what? Number 14, 15. No, that answers number 15. Let's go, guys. 16. You guys ready? Let's go, guys. Number 16. Okay. The Gemara says, the question 16 is, what's the nafkamina? Halacha l'maisa. What's the nafkamina? Legabe takanis hil l'dairai or l'dairai dairis? What's the nafkamina legabe the takana of hil? What's the nafkamina legabe the takana of hil? Oh, was it for his generation or l'dairai dairis? How was Rashi Masbran this? And how was, what did the Gedol HaAchronim say on this? So Rashi says, Rashi says that the nafkamina is based in the Gemara is the following: to nullify it. If you say it was for what? If you say it's for his generation, then of course the Beis Din it's greater b'chacham minyan k'mevatlinale. But if you hold that Hillel's takana was for all generations, you got a big problem. You can never repeal it, because in order to repeal a takana, you must be what? You must be greater b'chachmo b'minyan. That is the nafkamina mentioned in the Gemara. Live it today, live it today. Not live it sume. That's the holiday of Purim, right? Even though Shalach Manas is mentioned Rosh Hashanah in Pirachas, they give a present to be Rosh Hashanah, but it's not that. It's live it too late. Not live it sume, live it sume. You know the Purim song. It's live it too late. So if you hold it's for his generation, then they can move out. If it's all for all generations, they can't unless they're greater b'chachma b'minyan. So what did they comment on this? How was Rashi Masbi? This is what the Gedol HaAchronim. So Rashi says, to set up a based and formally mavatal the takana. Even if you wrote a prusbul, it would be mishame. It would be canceled. Because they're uprooted the whole takana. That's what Rashi says. So the Maram Shif in the Chassam Sofer Ptein Shlomo asked, according to Taisus, that Moshe Shtar Rosh Lebezin is Minatayra, and Hillel just taught them to do it, what Shaktim Avatol Takanas Hillel? Got that, everyone? Got that, Kasha? Again, the Gemara's Nafkamina is, if you hold, Lamai said it was for his generation, if you hold it as for his generation, then they can be mavatal. If you hold it for his generation, then you can be mavatal. If you hold it for subsequent generations, you are repealing, you need to be greater b'chokhmah b'minyan. But Rashi says, mavataling, it doesn't happen on its own. You need a beis din to mavatal. And even if you wrote a prusbul, it would be mishamit. So the Maram Shif and the Chassam Sofer B'nai Shlomo say, I don't understand. If Moshe Shtar Rosav is the Raisa and Hillel taught them to do it, how's the Shaktim Avatal did the Raisa? So the Chassam Sofer and Ptei Shlomo or Masbir granted it as the Raisa, but they would be dodgers. The Dayanim would be dodgers. Not that they wore blue hats, but they would be dodgers. That they, Hillel's Masaka and Makabal Ishtar, they wouldn't be around. They would never be around in Makabal and Ishtaris. If you're Mavatal and Tekunas Hillel, you know how they were Mavatal it? They wouldn't be Mechayev the Beis Din, the Mekabel and Ishtaris. They just wouldn't be around to accept Ishtaris. And Moshe Ishtaros and the Beis Din. That's all. That's what they would do. So it'd be like a dodger, like the guys who dodged the trolley in Brooklyn in old days. They would dodge. That's what the word dodger came from, the Brooklyn Dodgers. Dodgers were originally there. Then they moved to Los Angeles, right, in the mid-60s, right?
Who is that, Jeff?
Maram Shif, the Chassam Sofer, and the Ptei Shlomo all give that answer. Actually, the Chassam Sofer and the Ptei Shlomo give the answer. Not Maram Shif, that's the Kash as well, but the answer is given over from the Chassam Sofer and Ptei Shlomo. Okay, fine. Please get it. It doesn't just evaporate on itself. You need a Beis Din to what to repeal it. That's 16, 17. What did the Ramban and the Ran ask on the Nafkamina and give all their Terutzim? The Ramban and the Ran ask, 1 second, why do you need the Mavatalit? If Hillel is Misakim for his own generation, it should be nullified on its own. As soon as you get to the second generation, it's gone. What do you need a formalization of repealing? If it was only for his generation, if it's only for his generation, then what's the big deal, Omais? It's only for his generation, why can't it just evaporate on its own? Everyone got that? Okay? Everyone got that, Kasha? Yeah? Does that make sense? So let's continue now. So we said, what was the kasha? What was the what? What were the terutz? Yeah? Can you guys see me? Can you guys see me now? Yeah? Okay. So the Lysa, what is the Ramban and the Ramban asking on after meaning? The terutz. Okay? Give the terutz. Thank you. So the Ran answers, what does it mean for his own generation? It means for any generation that was similar to his generation. That's what it means. Only in a door that didn't stop lending, they didn't misak it. So you need a basin to be set up to assess whether the subsequent generation were like Hillel's door. Or were they not? And Goldman and Basin was that said they were not what? That they were a good generation, then the Takana Hillel remained. That's what the Ron says. You needed a Basin, Jonathan, to assess them. We needed a Basin to assess whether they were on that one level or not. Were they better? This is the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says Hillel was Misaki. And he passed for any to every generation, they can be misakin. If they want, they need a misakin that another basin should not come in the misakin kaf. In other words, basically the Ramban says that Hillel was misakin that every basin, every generation can make this takon if they want to and keep people alive crucible. And therefore, if you want to not to, you have to get up and say, we don't want a sexual yoga based in Africa sacred gods. You need a massacre that we don't need. We don't need it. Okay? Again, this is all answering the question, why can't it just evaporate on its own? Little too late, little too late. Why do you need little too late? Let it just absorb on its own, the license. Because the Takano is either for every generation like him, or the Takano is every generation should do like him, and you know, you need to be like a Takano, I don't want to do it like him. Because we're good. Okay, that answers number one. 17, 18 guys. Little too ready? Stone guys. Did you guys sing Zmiris in your Sudis on Rosh Hashanah? I sang a lot of Zmiris that the Chazan in our Sudis, the great Chazan, didn't sing. Koala, Koala, Chamilo, Chesedu, Rami, Ahavas, Kilulo,
that it doesn't just battle by itself, even though it's only for
the door, because the subsequent door was true strength. Okay, what answer that number what?
That's number
1890. What did Rav Steinman tell us out? Okay, y'all just start asking on the rod. Rav Steinman asks on the rod, remember what the rod's answer was? What was the rod's answer? What's the first answer? Any generation is like his generation. So what's the rod from the Gemara that Shmuel said the only one obeys him sooner than our dog? If it was, if the Hamil of Bari Abba is, now I'm talking to Shar about the dinner, not a listener. In other words, you follow what I'm saying? According to the Ron, what was the Gemara not giving you? If it's for his generation, then what? No generations were what was greater since they've been written. If it's for all subsequent generations, then other Bible didn't get right. It's not true. According to the Ron, it had to be what? God with Dairo, even for the number of Dairo, he came in, it was what? It was for other generations too. Those men that the nation didn't think that they were good door, then why is the whole half of the media goes out the window? Why did the nation of the level of what? Why did the nation not go of what? The two or not go? According to the Ron, remember the Ron said, come on the door shalom, that when they like what? They didn't have to be what? They didn't have to be on that level. They just had to be a door that what? Door that needed. So why did Dr. Nathan Sura wrote, oh, that was your Steinman's cast. It doesn't work well in the Gemara, right? Because again, what the lesson of the Gemara was, well, you know what? If it's only the Doroi, so what's the problem? But if the Doro means any door that's like his, then we're set up. Well, if it's the Doro, then the base that's ready to do it. If it's the Shard doors, then any base can write. It's not true. The Doro could be any base then also, Lomaisa. They just needed it, Lomaisa. They had to determine whether it was needed or not. That was the kasha. Okay, we didn't have an answer on that. That was 1920. How did the Gemara try to answer the shaila when we have a tekanasilo? And how did the Gemara be doing? Okay? How did the Gemara try to answer the shaila? And how did the Gemara doke it? Let's see. Okay? So the Gemara tried to answer it by saying like this, Tashma, that we only wrote a prusbul in the basin of Tzura or the basin of Narda. Tzura was the place of Rav, Narda was the place of Shmuel. So you see clearly that it was only for his generation. Because these were high-level Batei Dinim. These were the Gedolim that had strength to Mafkiya the Mamo. Midin Hefkebez Nefker. They were the Gedolei Ador. Rav and Tzura, Shmuel, Narda. Must be that it was only for what? For his generation. Because if it's for other generations, then other Batei Dinim should have been able to what? Should have been able to write it. So that's how the Gemara wanted to prove. Must be that it was only for his own generation. How did the Gemara reject it? Gemara quickly rejects that and says, what do you mean? No. Maybe Hillel did make a takana for subsequent generations. But he meant Kigon Beit Din Didei, like Ravami Ravasi. He meant Lamaisa like a very powerful Beit Din. Lamaisa that's Alime Lafkui Mamona, that they're strong. But Lamaisa, not any Stam Beit Din, but just because Lamaisa, it could have very well be Lamaisa that just because you need a high level doesn't mean it was only for Hillel's generation. Could very well be that it meant what L'Dairei Dairus, but he meant the high level base of every door, Lamaisa, and therefore there's no raya that did Hillel make the takana for his door or for subsequent doors. Could have been for subsequent doors, but he expected a high level of base. So that's how the Gemara rejects it. Okay. That answers number 20, 21. What does Rashi say in Dirmaskel Livetule, and what do we add on to it? Okay, Rashi says in Dirmaskel Livetule that even though the door was a good door, nevertheless, if Takanas Hillel was Ladoros, the Takana would remain even though there was no need. Please get that down. Rashi said that if the Takana was made Ladoros, for all generations, guys, even though you'd have a specific door who were good guys, who didn't need a prusbul, nevertheless, it still would remain even though there was no need. And on that, we commented there's a Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis Hilchos Mamrim, that we need the Beis Din Gadol B'Chochma Minyan, even if the Tam has been nullified. That is the Shitas Rambam. You can't just say that it goes away. You can't just say that Takana goes away. And the Ravid argues and says, no. If the reasoning doesn't apply, then even a smaller Beis Din than the previous one could repeal it.
The Ron?
This is what the Rizet says. And the Pnei Yehoshua says, Rashi's mashma like the Rambam, that even if the reason is not there, you still have the takana to deal with it. Even though they're a good door and the tama to go out the window, nevertheless you need a basin, gadol mirishon. So apparently it could be, it says the Pnei Yehoshua, Rashi holds like the Rambam. Now you could slug this up. How could you slug this up? You could slug this up and say, no, this is not considered bitul atam, because it's very easy, you'll have a door that will turn out to be very quickly go back to what originally, that they were bad guys and they would stop lending money if there was no principal. So it's not necessarily typically called bitul atam. So there's no raya brewer that Rashi holds like the Rambam per se. Against the raya, but it could very well be that this is not called bitul atam, because the tam might come back. It's not like the tam is never, can never come back. One last tikkun on this, please get it. The Ran, who said that Hillel's masakin for all doros that are similar to his, then the tzad that Hillel's masakin all doros, what does that mean? It means that doros are not as good as him. But doros that are what? Doros that are not like his door. But doros that are good. And they are masakin explicitly, even if there is no tam, the takana still what fits. So in other words, according to the Ran, what did the Ran say? Ladora meant any generation which was like his, which wasn't, they weren't doing good things, right? So what does Shar Doros mean then, according to that Arya? You know what Shar Doros? Shar Doros that are good, that were better than his door, still need what? Still would need it to be repealed. It wouldn't go away by the wayside. That's exactly what you have to say. Lefizeh Rashi could say the same thing. There's no Raya. Lombai said he doesn't hold like the Raven. Maybe the Takana was explicitly, even if the reason is nullified, you still have the Takana. You got to deal with it. Okay? That answers what? Yes?
Can Rebbe just repeat the Rambam sheet down there?
The Rambam sheet is that even if the Tam is nullified, you still need to be Gadol to get rid of it, even if the Tam doesn't apply anymore. And the Raven says, no, if the Tam doesn't apply, you can get rid of it even if you're a smaller base. And the Pashuk Shad Rashi is like the Rambam. We slug it up though. Maybe this is not called Bittul Tam because it easily can come back once socially they start acting like that. Or you could say like the Ran. The Ran was saying that if you hold it's only the Doro, the Doro means any door like it. If you hold the Dori doors, even doors that are not like him, it's still there. It doesn't go up in smoke. It was a Takana explicitly that even if the what? You could say maybe this was different because the Takana was, even if the Tam is nullified, still the Takana exists. Okay. It says your computer's about to restart in 7 hours, though, right? So I don't have to do it, right? Leave it alone because we're in the middle of shir.
It's news.
It's news. Okay, here we go. All right, where are we at now? We just answered number what? That was number 21. 22, guys. Let's go. Let's focus. 22. What is the definition of Chachma? Give all the shittas. You got to be greater than Chachma of a minion in order to appeal a takana. Chachma, minion. Na, 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 na. What is Chachma? Eliezer, come on, Besimcha, says me, Chuvi. Right? What is Chachma? Two shittas. One shita was that the Avezdin must be smarter than the previous one. The Rambam says that in the Pirush Mishnayos and the Bartanurim. The Av Bezdin, the second Bezdin, must be greater in Lumdus than the Av Bezdin, the first Bezdin. The other shot was from the Radbaz that collectively. I think that was the word we used. We used a different word.
Cumulatively.
Actually, the whole Bezdin as a whole, all three members, would be smarter than the previous Bezdin. That's the Radbaz sheet. Please get that. With the Radbaz sheet. Either it means the Av Beis Din was smarter than the what? Than the previous one? Or it means as a, you said cumulatively? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Did we say that?
Yeah, I think so.
It means all three collectively together, all the Dayanim were smarter than the previous one. Yes, go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Real quick, come on.
Yeah, whose opinion was the first one?
Rambam and the Bartanurim. Bartanurim's on the Mishnah, it's in Perakav Mishnah. What Masechta Iduyos? One of the 63 Masechtas in Shas. did I tell you guys about Pas Palter, you guys? You guys can't eat Pas Palter and Sursim Echuba. Did I tell you guys that?
What about this?
You can't have fried, you can't have Fryhofer's and Entman's. Mayor, did I tell you that?
Yeah, Ruby said no during one of the mornings.
Yeah, seriously, true, but you can have noodles. You can't have things that are tzuris apas. Pretzels, I don't think you should have. Cereal, you can have. Okay? All right. All the good stuff, the Entman's and Fryhofer's, you can't have. Eish lazar. Okay? Noodles, you can have. Those crackers, also, you can't have. The Cheez-Its, all those crackers, you know. Someone asked me in the park when I was walking with my grandson, Kol of Yisrael, too. I said, no, it's only quoted by Paspalter. It's not quoted by Kol of Yisrael.
Professor Schwartz during Shabbos today mentioned something about Kol of Yisrael as well.
Professor Schwartz?
Rav Ezra Schwartz.
Kol of Yisrael, where did he get that from? It doesn't say that in Shulchan Aruch.
He
said Kol of Yisrael? I don't think I have to ask him. I never heard of it. It's only in Shulchan Aruch, Paspalter. Shulchan Aruch was before Rabbi Schwartz. No one mentions Asher Shemei Tshuva Pas Kol Yisrael. It's only Pas Palter.
The Shulchan Aruch, the options in the Shulchan Aruch was Kol Yisrael or Drake.
Right, exactly. So why we? But how do we have the ability to make up our own Qumrah? Just focus on the Pas Palter. Focus on the Pas Palter. Okay, here we go. Nazariah is saying he wouldn't have talked about it. Okay, that's fine, but watch come another from I don't know, you know.
Maybe you can say that the idea of Kol Yisrael was the same idea as Pasuk.
Could be, but I don't want. Why are we Mechadish? We don't Mechadish Chumras. Yishalmim Shvis. Mechadish Shmus. You mean Mechadish Dinim? You mean Mechadish Dinim? Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan. You mean Melamed Shmus? You can all. Okay, you're saying good, but I'm Chaylik on it. Okay, Lamaisi. I'm Kaylik on it. It's Milamit Schluss. He's a Tamachokim Gobel. I didn't say he was in the Tamachokim Gobel. Of course he's a Tamachokim. But I'm being Kaylik on it. We're not supposed to be Mechadish Chumras. Eliezer, you with me? You shall me in Shviz. Eliezer, you with me? Not Mechadish Chumras. Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan.
I'm not sure he actually personally holds that. I think
it was just. Now Jonathan is retracting that he. Did he say it? Or?
No, he definitely said it. I don't know if he said that. If he was professing that, we should do it as well.
Okay, good. I think all the milk they sell here is Kol Yisrael. Golden Flow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that Kol Yisrael? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what do you say?
Well, according for the Sheet of the Rabbaz, where he says that the total knowledge is greater,
yes.
Does the Av Beis Din still have to have greater knowledge?
No.
Or is it just...
It's all collective. So all collective, if all three of them.
So you even have to, if the Av Beis Din is not as smart, but
right,
everyone else
yes,
is smart.
That's correct. Well said. Well said. Very good horror. Excellent. That's 22, 23. What is the Getter Din of Minyan? Give all the Sheetas. What is Minyan number? Three Sheetas. Number one. Rama Minotus Mama Piripes Lachabe says it doesn't mean the number of Dayanim. The number of Dayanim is always 71 of the Sanhedrin Agon. You can't have one more to greater than the, it's the same number all the time. So what does it mean? It means the Chachmei Ador that follow the Beis Din HaGadol. How many followers does each Beis Din HaGadol have in every generation? One has 200,000, one has 250. So in order to be greater than many, you need a greater followers. That's number one. Number two, the Bartanura. Means how many Talmidim did the Av Beis Din have of the previous Beis Din? And how many Talmidim did the later Beis Din of the Av Beis Din have? In order to uproot it, to repeal it, you have to have a greater number of Talmidim. That's the second shot. Number three, the Tosfos Yontif says, number three is the Tosfos Yontif says, in the Tiferes Yisrael, that the Perish, they quote the Raivin, that means years. Who's older? It means the amount of years of the Av Beis Din. Is the Av Beis Din older than the Av Beis Din in the previous door when they're about to make this repealing? If he's older, it's fine. So those are the three sheets of the Gabi Minyan. Yes, it means years, how old they were. Interesting definition, totally new definition. Yes, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
But to say that Tami Talmidim, well, we have more people learning Torah than ever, like, just as time goes on, just because there's more people. So to say that, like, one of them is make it harder to make it that you can be nullifies stuff.
It's a good point. That's why you need to. That's why you need to fulfill both. That's why you need to fulfill both.
But they do
opposite. But it has to be Talmidim that really follow. That's what it has to be. But you have to fulfill both. It's a good horror. Very good. You have to fulfill both in order to appeal. Okay, that's number 23. 24. Yes.
Who gave the first shita about more followers?
Rambam.
Yes. Nilfus Mamim, Perik Beis, Halakha Beis. Okay, that's 23. 24. What is the Raya of the Gemara Legabi Ubal de Dedaini? What is the Raya of the Gemara Legabi Ubal de Dedaini? And how did the Gemara slug it up? So the Gemara keeps trying to prove, was it his generation or was it for subsequent generations? So the Gemara says, well, we'll bring a Raya. Shmuel said that a Pruzbul, Lamais, is considered to be an Ubal de Dedaini. What is an Ubal de Dedaini? So, Ubal de Dedaini means basically chutzpah. So, he said, if Yashir Chayel, if I had Koach, I would get rid of the Takana. Because you're taking away money from the what? From the Lovah. You're keeping the loan intact. So the Gemara says, well, if he would have nullified it, what's the din? If he would have nullified it, what's the din? You need a base and greater Rechach of a minion. So how can he say he would have nullified it? Gemara is astonished. So it must be that what? That he made the Takana only for his generation. Therefore, Shmuel had the ability to nullify it. Okay? Yashir Chayel means if I had the Koach, Lamaisa, if I had the Koach, I would have what? I would have got rid of it. The problem is I'm not greater B'chokhm and Minyan. So it must be, Lamaisa, that what? What it must be? Hakach Shmuel Vatha Takana Basin must be that he'll only made it for his own what? His own generation. Yes? You follow what the Raya of the Gemara is? What's the Raya of the Gemara? The Raya of the Gemara is that what? How could Shmuel Mavata the cut of Basin of Hillel? Must be Hillel's Masakin only for his generation. And therefore what? And therefore, if Shmuel had the Koch, he would have what? He would have been Mavatalin. So you see that what? You see that it must be that it was only for his own generation. And he said if he would have had the koch, he would have been mevatel lemaisa. So the Gemara slugs that off and says no. Why? Because maybe he says yashir chayel. If I had more koch than Hillel, I would have gotten rid of it. Meaning it was what? It was for all generations possible. It was for all generations. He's just saying that if he would have had more koch than Hillel, he would have what? He would have been Mavatal at Lamaisa. He even knows it's the Kalandaris, but he doesn't have more Koyach than Hillel. Okay? Now, again, the first Raya is hard to understand, are you? Not the first Raya. This Raya, what was the Raya? The Raya was, is that what? I would have been Mavatal the Takana. How could Shmuel Mavatal the Takana of Hillel? Must be that Hillel was what? It was just what? So what does it mean he didn't have the koch? He didn't have the mafia guys to do this, right? That's what it meant. Remember the Raya of the Gemara was? He didn't have guys that could help him do it, that would push it through. That would be what? Mafia guys. He didn't have the koch for that. He was a big tzaddik. You follow what I'm saying? He was a big tzaddik. So in other words, it was only for Hillel's generation. So therefore what? He said he would have been able to get rid of it. How would he just didn't have the koach? Remember who said that? Who was ma'adva like that? He didn't have the koach to do that, Lamaisa. Rashi said, right? It wasn't for all generations, Lamaisa. So he just was saying practically he couldn't do it. How could he have gotten rid of it? It was for Gadol B'chokh B'min. It must be it was only for his generation. That's no problem. He was just talking on a practical level. So Gemara's arrived, so the door slugs it up. No! It was for all generations. What he meant to say is that what if he would have been smarter and had more number, then he would have been a minimum of Atalit. That's how you read the Gemara. Are you got me? That's a hard read in the Gemara the first time. That's what you must say. He didn't have the guy strong enough to help him, Lamaisa, but Lamaisa, he didn't need to repeal it, he needed to implement it. He didn't have people to do it, Lamaisa. If he had the koach, how could he have the koach? Must be you go to a koach and you know, it was only for his generation. Hillel made it. For all generations, you don't have to be great of a Chacham Minyan. He just had no ability to implement it. Marsh looks it up, no, it's for all generations. What he meant to say is if he would add more Chacham Minyan, he would have been Mavatal. Don't get me wrong, Shmuel was the God of Ador, but I wasn't on the Hillel's Majega. It was himself the same. Okay, what is that answer? 24, 25. What's the sheet of Rav Nachman? What's the sheet of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said, he argued on Shmuel. Get it down. Rav Nachman argues on Shmuel. What does Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says as follows. Rav Nachman says, Aikimine. What's Aikimine?
If I establish it.
He says, you know what? If I had the koch, I would have been established at the Kanuch. The Gemara says, established, it existed already. The Gemara says, no. He would have added on what? Not only did he would have, he did. He said, you don't have to write down the proof bowl, you could just say it. You could just say it. We make it as if what? As if it was written down. Set up a Vazdin, Stam Alva, as if you wrote it down. Even though it wasn't written, we assume what? We assume it's actually written down. That was the Chiddush. You don't have to actually write something. Every loan will be automatically existed, the principal was written on it. Okay? Now the Rosh says you have to say the Nusach. But the Meiri and Rashi seem to say it's automatic. You don't even have to say anything. And Rav Nachman would say if he had the koach, he would have set up a base of a sake. Doesn't say they actually did it. The Rosh says he actually did it. And he set it up, Lamaisa, and you have to say the Nusach. Rashi just saying that if he had the koach, he would have done it, but it didn't say he actually did it. So my question is, Rashi and Rosh, did he actually do it and make that notion of saying that you got to do it? Or was it automatic, Lamaisa? It's automatic, and you didn't have to say anything. Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
There's just three questions here. Oh, I have three questions. So we say,
I want to know what the sheet of Rav Nachman is. It's Cholek on
Shmuel.
Because he said, I kaimenu. I want to keep the Takana. Shmuel said, I want to mevatel it. That's Cholek.
Oh, okay.
But the Gemara asked him that. What do you need to say that I want to keep it? It existed already. No, you wanted to extend it that you don't need a ksiva. You can even do a mirror, or maybe it's automatic. You don't even need an amira.
So, but then.
But Cholek is Rashi in a rush. Did he actually what? Make a basin for that? Lamaisa? Or did he? Is it automatic? Rashi's mashma l'maisa that he didn't actually do it. He just said if he had the koch, he would have done it. But Rosh says he actually did it like that, halach l'maisa. And the Ramban says, that's the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Nachman. Do you need a base in kashrus to write a principle? Shmuel holds you do. You need to have that l'maisa. You need a mesamtsin, the kana of a base in kashrus, right? And Rav Nachman says, I came in. No, you can be Mekel L'maisa, and anyone who wants really can write one. You don't even need to write one, Halacha L'maisa. In fact, on Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph, based in the road of Prusbul, it's enough you have two Dayanim according to Rav Nachman, you don't even need three Tamid ones. So it's Rav Nachman L'shitasa. And the Rambamans of Nachman's Chaylik and Shmuel, you don't need a base in Chashim at all. So maybe that's Kukun of Machlaikis. On Lamed Zayin, we had Tamid Rav Ashi, right? The Tamid on Lamed Zayin, no, Tamid Rav Ashi, we know each of these often. One of them looked to the other, and they just said something. It was fine. So it comes out that Lamaisa Tamachlik is whether what, whether you need a Bezin Choshev or not, between who? Between Shmuel and Rav Nachman here, Allah Lamaisa. And it's interesting, the rise of the Ramban, the Ran gets out of, and he says, you need a Bezin Choshev. He says, those rise, you don't need a Bezin Choshev, are not rise. Because all the Gemara means you don't have to write it down, it's enough of an Amirah. But the Amir at least has to be done in front of a Bezin Choshev. And the Raya that Ramban says, Rav Nachman, that all you need is two, the Ran says, that's because there's no give and take. But the two guys have to be a Bezin Choshev. Okay? That answers number what? 25. 26. Ready? 26. What's the Kavanah of Ubano? What's the Shaila? The Gemara, what is the answer? The Gemara has a Shaila. Does Ubano mean Chutzpah? Or does it mean nichusa? Does it mean a nice thing or comfortable? That's the shaila in the mark. How you define ubanu? Is ubanu chutzpah? Lamais is ubanu chutzpah? Or is ubanu nichusa? That the dayanim don't have to, you know, they can take their, be easy. They don't have to what? They don't have to worry about collecting all the debts beforehand, and therefore they can rely on this proof book, keeps it intact. Everything doesn't have to be collected. That was a shaila. The Gemara proves it by saying, in the name of Ula, that Aluva Kala Shazinsa Bekerev Kupasa. What's Aluva Kala? Woe is to the salt of the cowards, Mizana and the Chuppah. Am Yisrael was chote with the chet eggs like they were Mizana at the Chuppah with Hashem. Terrible thing. Imagine a married woman Mizana at the Chuppah. So therefore, it's clear that Elvin is a lush of chutzpah. The Gemara proves it. And what's the marker that we assume that Klai Yisrael is like a kala? When the Puskin Shira Shirin, it says, Ad Shemelech Mimisibo Nirde Natan Reichel. So Rava says, Hashem still loved us. Hashem still loved us after we did this terrible sin, because it says Natan, and it doesn't say Hisriya. What does Natan mean? It gave off the good smell, not that it left it, or it's putrid. Okay? So that's a proof that the word Chelbana is considered to be negative, it's considered to be chutzpah, it's an insult, halacha lemaisa. Okay? Please get that. And the Chesed Shlomo asks, why didn't they bring a ride from the Brisa later on? Which we're going to get to, Allah love Lomin Oven, that Albert's chutzpah, because the Lashon Ole Benelav is chutzpah. But we don't know Ubuno. What is Ubuno? Teres Yaakov says, the Brisa also you could say, it means he doesn't answer back, which we're going to get to. Okay? But this is the Pshat Lamaisa. This is the Pshat Lamaisa of the Kavara of Ubuno. Okay, what was the Gemara's Brisa? The Gemara quoted a Brisa. This is all, that's 26. Let's go to 27. What chalik of Shemoneh fits in the love loam and all of them? The Gemara quotes a Brisa and says, you should be in, from the, not that you have to be or want to be, but you should never give out an insult. You should be you should be an insultee rather than an insulter. You should listen to the reproach and don't answer. Do mitzvahs out of love, not for scar, and be happy, God forbid, if you have Yisurim. And the pasuk is, V'oev kesesh Hashem is b'gurasa. Pasuk and shir is dvorah. Lovers of Hashem, they love Hashem l'maisa, like the sun that's rising l'maisa. Like the kesesh Hashem is b'gurasa. No, it's like when it's leaving, actually. Holech ha'gurus b'chetzi ayom. The lovers kesesh Hashem as the sun comes out in its strength. So what does that prove? That fits in with what part of Shemoneh Esrei? Elokai, Nafshi, what does it say at the end? Excellent, excellent. Nafshi Tidom. Your soul is quiet. You don't respond. You don't respond back to these guys that insult you. Okay? We say it every day. Mikalai Nafshi Tidom. Nafshi Kafarlokhtiya. You don't answer back. So what do you prove from this? You prove from this that the word Chelbana is considered to be a lashon of what? It's a lashon of chutzpah, of insults. Now the Maram Shif in Tiferes Yaakov asked, but didn't we say that Hillel is Masakein? Because people stop lending? So how could the Gemara have a possibility to make Lichusa to make it easier? How could you say it's to make it easier? That they don't have to go around collecting? It's a great kasha. It was Masakein from the Nachas HaDayarim. The price said it was because people stop lending. So what's the answer? The answer is that's the real, the Tam of the Takana. That's the time of the Takana Lamaisa. That's the time of the Takana. The Takana was because people stopped lending. But Hillel could have been Misakin, pay it back before Shviz, before it cancels it. He didn't have to Misakin Dafka Pruzul. The reason why he was Misakin Pruzul, not that people should pay back for Shvita, because he wanted to make it easier for the Dayanim. Because for the Dayanim to make sure that was all to be done, everyone pays back, it would be a big schlep for them. So that's what Lamaisa, that's how you learn off the Gemara. And the Maram Shif adds on, you could have said Nechusa not in Lashon Nachas like Rashi, but in Lashon Anova, the Shifless. Could have meant, you know, they were humble. That the Yanim didn't want to be Machshiv themselves enough Gedolim to force the Lova to pay the Chol of Kodem Shvis. So maybe that's what it means. That the Pruzbul is Lamaisa. Yes? The Pruzbul is considered to be a Nechisa, is like Lashon Nechisa of Dayanim, and therefore that they didn't want to have to pressure them to be pressured all over to pay back. That's a different shot than Rashi, Lamaisa, that they held themselves very humble, that they didn't want to engage in forcing, Lamaisa. They didn't want to engage in forcing, but it could very well be that what? Maybe the Takanas Pruzbul was what? Maybe the Takanas Pruzbul was that they shouldn't have to, it should be easier for them, they shouldn't have to collect everything, so they made a Pruzbul. Okay, those are the two pshatim that we said. Okay, that answers which one? 27. Let's go to Shir 3, number 1, guys. Okay, let's go. We got a lot to do. Got 20 more minutes. Let's use the time properly. Okay? You guys ready?
Let's have another Shir.
I did not photocopy it yet, but we only have 10 questions in this one. So let's see. I will photocopy it today to give you out tomorrow. Tomorrow we got regular schedule, okay, guys? Regular schedule tomorrow, 9 to 9:20, and then we'll have a big Seder, and then we'll have Shir 115, okay? You got me? Regular schedule. Okay, let's continue. Number one. You can just jot it down in the answers, and then you'll get the question tomorrow. Number one, what did Tyson Lamed Bavim Beis ask? Let's get it. The big Tyson, Dibramaskel Ella. I'm Gedola B'Chachma V'Minyan. Let's go through it. We broke up the Tyson, different questions, so we go easy. I might ask you this on the Mechina. Number one, what is the case we're dealing with here, with the Prizbul? I mean, if it was widespread and accepted, Pashat, it was widespread, then even if the Beis Din is greater, they're not able to mevatel it. Because there were 18 takanas made that even if Eliyahu and his Beis Din would want to repeal it, we would not listen to him. So if it was widespread Prizbul, then you can never repeal it, even if you're greater B'chachma V'Minyan. And from the second perspective is, if it was not widespread accepted, then even a Beis Din that's smaller can mevatel, like we find by the Shemin. Shemin was one of the 18 things. They wanted to ask the Shemin of Goyim, and Rav Yudah Anasi and his Beis Din voted, and they mattered it. Because it wasn't widely accepted. So the Kash of Taisa Shadim is Rimonafshah. What is Prusbul? Was Prusbul widely accepted? It was widely accepted, and even if you're greater B'chachma V'Minyan, you can't get rid of it. And if it was not widely accepted, then you can be a smaller Beis Din, it's fine. That was Taisa Kasha. That's number one. That's the one. Two, what did Tyson answer to this kasha? What did Tyson answer to this kasha? Tyson answers that in his opinion, the Shemin was not widely accepted. And that's why Lamaisa, that there are two things that are needed. Widely accepted, which is Pashat, and number two, something they can handle, that Rov Tzibur can handle. Number one is widely accepted, and number two is can they handle it? Okay? Can they handle it? Alright? This is very important. These are two Lamaisa's separate elements and components. Tysus clearly views them as two separate elements, no doubt. Okay? There's no doubt that Tyson views them as two separate elements, halacha l'maisa. The Rambam happens to not view them, according to Lechem Mishnah, as two separate elements. Tyson says that, Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam holds that Pashat and Sibur Yochanan are all one thing. But our Tyson clearly says not that way. And our Tyson says there are two distinct elements. Was it widely accepted? And number two, can they handle it? So Tosfos develops the following rule. Let's get it. If you have both things, number one, that it wasn't widely accepted, number two, it's too hard to handle, then a smaller Beis Din can uproot it, can repeal. However, if you only have one of the two, which was our case, you either have Lamaisa, it was widely accepted, or Lamaisa, either it was widely accepted and they can't handle it, or it was they can handle it, not widely accepted, then in that situation, you need to be greater B'chachma B'Minyan. But where it was widely accepted and they could handle it, then even Eliyahu and his Beis Din couldn't uproot it. Eliyahu and his Beis Din are examples of greater B'chachma and B'Minyan. So up till now, the answer to this question number two is, what's Tosa's rule? That if you don't have both, then even a smaller Beis Din could do it. Prusbul was, you had what? You either had one or the other. You either had it was widely accepted, or they could handle it. As long as you have one or the other, the only time you can repeal it is if the Beis Din is greater, but B'chachma V'Minyan. Fine? That answers number two. Three, what did Tosfos ask from the Yerushalmi? There is a Yerushalmi that Tosfos digs up. And the Yerushalmi says in the first parak of Shabbos the following. It says that when they discussed the Shemin of Goyim, The reason why they mattered it is because it was not widely accepted. And that's enough. We don't care about Lamais, I'm sorry. All we care about is whether what? All we care about is Lamais, the notion of whether they were able to what? Whether they were able to what? Is the issue, which one is needed? The handling or the accepting? So if you look at the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, Beferish, Lo kiblu rov tzibur aleihem. That it was not widely accepted. That's enough. Okay? That's enough for a basin that's smaller to approve. You don't need what? Whether they can handle it. We don't care about handling. Tosis backs out of it. Yerushalmi seems to say all you need about is whether it was accepted. Was it Pashut? Not an issue of whether they could handle it or not. All we care about is the notion of what? Was it widely accepted? That's number three. That's what Tosis asks from Yerushalmi. Number four. What did Tosis ask from the din of Mofia? Legabe Megillah. What appears by Megillah. So it appears in the beginning of Megillah. On that base, we know that there are five dates you can read the Megillah. Walled city from the times of Yeshua ben Nun is from the 15th. Walled times, if it's unwalled, it's the 14th. 11th, 12th, and 13th is for the villagers. How were they able to make the Takana to uproot the 14th and 15th? They weren't greater B'chachma than Minyan. And that was what? That was widely accepted and they could handle it. It was Purim. It was widely accepted and they could handle it. And still it says in the Gemara, you need to be greater B'chachma than Minyan. Aye. And that's the case where you had both. And we said if you're both, you can never repeal it. Even if you're greater B'chachma than Minyan. You see, not that way. You see the Gemara Megillah Daf Beis Man Aleph says, even if you what, have both, as long as you're greater Beis Din, B'chachma Minyan, you could do it. That's against what Tosfos said before. That's number four. That's what Tosfos asks. Number five. What was Tosfos Mechadish Legabe his new rule? So Tosfos comes up with a whole new rule. What's the new rule? It goes like this. Dafka, the 18 things, Talmid Beis Shammai risked their lives. They refused to let Beis Hillel come into Beis Medrash. What's that called? Ram it through Congress, right? Filibuster, right? They never let them come into the attic so they weren't able to vote. And they were willing to give up their lives for it. So the 18 things are very, very special. So the 18 things that were Takana, since they gave it Mesiris Nefesh, and if Klal Yisrael accepts it, you're done. You never, never can uproot it, even if you're greater B'chachma than Minyan. On the other hand, if it was the 18 things that was never accepted, like Shem and Akum, then even if they give up even if they were willing to give up their life, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that it wasn't widely accepted, even a Beis Din Katan could be Matarit. Aye, the Gemara says, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Ain goes in, the Gemara relies, some of them say, Ahad Ain goes in Tzibor al Tzibor. The Gemara brings in handling it. What do you do with handling it? Right? The answer is that they only brought that reasoning. They only brought that reason to say that the original, why didn't the original Doros reinforce it and make a vote to make Shem and Usher? Why didn't they reinforce and make a revote, Rebbeinu HaKadosh in his Beis Din? Why didn't they revote and make it Usher? Because they saw that it was too hard to handle. And therefore that gave opening that since it was not widely accepted, that's why it was Mutter. That's just answering why they didn't revote and reinforce it. Because it was not what something they could handle. But at the end of the day, the reason why it never got off the ground, you can have a smaller base and repeal it, is because why? Is because it was not widely accepted. So please get that. That's the Iker. Halacha L'maaseh. That's all. That's Tosha's new rule. New rule. That's Tosha's new rule. Would you say this is number five? Yeah, that's Tosha's new rule. The Iker is the 18 things are special. There's widely accepted, done. Even the Beis Avela Onami, you can't repeal it. Even if they're greater than Chacham Minyan. But it was never widely accepted. Then what? Then even if it's of the 18 things, it can be repealed by a smaller base. The Gemara uses the notion of handling it in the Yerushalmi, of La Modva. That was just why Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't reinforce it and reestablish that it was usher. The reason why they didn't, because they saw that it was not accepted. I mean, they saw that it was not handled well. You follow me? But the Iker reason why it was matered is because it wasn't accepted. The Yichol Na'amodva is just answering why they didn't vote to reinforce it. This is the Pshat L'maisa that we're suggesting, L'maisa. Remember we said that Hillel and Shem and Exera to burn Truman, that they touched it, and they were not Makabal, right? The Talmidim. Then the Remeir made Exera Yayin Kusum, Zayin Akum, and he made Rungalin Exera and Shchitas Kusum, and they weren't Makabal, L'maisa. And then the Talmidim came and they made Exera. So we do find times that they reinforced it, L'maisa. We do find times that reinforced it. But here, Rabbi HaKadosh didn't want to reinforce it because it wasn't the Chol Lamopa. That's five, six. What does Taisa say at the end of the Taisa? The Gabi Makom Echad. So Taisa Mechadesh here, this is number six, get it down. Taisa Mechadesh, that something in its source, that they're only Misakin for one Makom. Like Rav visited Taltal Lofush. And he said that what? They made a certain Xerah, they asked udders. Remember udders? Remember udder, you could eat mikra din? There's all like seven sheetahs in Shulchan Aruch and the tour. How to makar an udder. How to eat an udder. There's a problem. There's meat and there's milk in it. You have to throw it against the wall. You have to cut it up vertically, horizontally. It's a whole different sheetahs. But he asked it in this place. So anything you asher in one place is considered to be what? What is the status of it? It's considered to be accepted in that place. And the Gemara says also, B'ni Bishkar, he asher in the word B'nei Torah. So based on the Chochon of Gadol Minyan, in order to matter something for one place, you have to be greater than Chochon of Minyan. If you're smaller, then it's not going to work. Low cotton, not from a base in the Masakin. Only if you're chacham and minyan shetikain, I say yochol lahatam lo katan afshlo poshet el b'makom echad. As long as it's accepted in that place, since it was misakin for that place, since ikar takana was for that place, that's considered accepted. And in order to uproot, you need a basin that's gadol b'chachma u'b'minyan in order to matter that halacha l'maisa. The Gemara says in Shabbos that they made a takana l'maisa for the city of Bashkar, because they were Amaratzim, they weren't B'nai Torah. So that was only for that place, but it was accepted in that place, that's it. You want to uproot, you need to be greater than Chokhmah Minyan. That answers number what? Six. Okay, yes, Jonathan, you had a kasha, go ahead. Okay, number seven, let's go. What does Taisus say at Dibra Maskil Alime? So Taisus quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion you need a Beis Chashuv in your door. The Gemara says they were making with the Talmid Rav Ashi. Right? What's the answer? How could that be? Right? So the answer says Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need a Beis Din Mamish, but the Talmidim of the Gadol HaDor are just as well. That's how the Taisa Rosh says. Rav Ashi was the Gadol HaDor. The Talmidim are considered part of his Beis Din, and therefore you can give over words. It's enough. Halach L'maisa. Okay? You give over the whole mice. And then Taisus, we didn't know what the connection was. Taisus quotes, a prusbul muktum is kosher, a prusbul mukher is possible. Why? Because anything, any loan after the prusbul, it only works for the loans that were before the prusbul. A prusbul post-dated is possible, we said. Because your marviach shalok edin. Because you wrote a prusbul on a loan that didn't exist, and it's not right. And therefore, a lachal maisa, it's not considered to be acceptable. We said, what does it have to do with this? We said, because it speaks to the Beis Din's power. Beis Din Lafuki Mimono, so you have to know what their power is. Their power is only on loans that exist, as opposed to Starkov. Starkov booked is possible because you mess up the Kukos. Starkov booked, or you're not messing up the Kukos. Good, but it's Prusbul's Pakir. Prusbul Muktim is kosher, Prusbul Mukher is possible. You predate it, you know, it's only covered loans before that. You postdate it, that's a lie. You have your principal help on loans that didn't exist yet. Then answer number seven. Eight, guys. Number eight. What does Taisa Laman Vav Ezer Masa Nechsiv Omri? Taisa says like this. Taisa says an amazing shot. He says, I don't understand why it's a raya that Hashem still loves us after the Chet HaEgel, because it says, Nirdi Nasan Reichel. Doesn't say Yisriach, putrid. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Why is that a riot? You know why it didn't say putrid? Because of Lashon Nekiyah. We don't want to speak in an unclean Lashon. We don't want to speak in a Lashon. So how is that a riot that Hashem still loves us? It's a great kasha. It didn't teach the Lashon of Ma'al. It didn't teach the Lashon of Yisriach. It's putrid. It's a bad Lashon. Then we spoke about Nivul Peh. There's two types of Nivul Peh. Nivul Peh and Yonin. Sneas, if you have 70 years of good in Shemayim, Hashem rips it up immediately. Scary. Never speak Nivul Peh. And then there's another type of Nivul Peh in general. It's not about Yonin. It's just bad. That's also bad. But that, you don't get the 70 years ripped up. You must be very careful about Lashon, especially in the Sheshem Tshuva. Do you know the Mishabura says, today's Wednesday, isn't it? Yes. We're supposed to do Tshuva for all the Avedas we did on Wednesday. Yesterday, we're supposed to do Tshuva, even though Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, you do all the Avedas on Tuesday. First day, Monday. Even though you're not doing Al-Chet, I don't know how you do that. I guess Tashlich, I guess you mentioned Chet a little bit. You might say, oh, what are you talking about, Randy? What does that make sense? Yeah, maybe there's a guy you meet on Wednesdays, you have lunch with him, you speak a lot of Lashon Hara, or you speak a lot of Nivul Peh. Or you drive by somewhere on a Wednesday, the billboard, you look at Natsnius, woman, Lamaisa. There could be a various certain days. So, you know, that's what we're supposed to devote ourselves to. So Toys has a great conscience. What kind of riot is this? What kind of riot is this that the Lashon of what? That Hashem still loves us, Lamaisa, from the fact that it didn't say Hashem gave over, they gave over the odor, the good odor of his gave over, I mean, it went away from him, it didn't say future. Right? Rava said, Hashem still loves us. That was the pasuk. That was the pasuk. Chutzpah is that l'kala way she acted. So Tosfos gave an amazing answer. Tosfos says if it would have said, it could have written azav. Could have written the word azav, which means leave. That was a clean language, right? Why did it have to say nasan? Could have just said azav. The fact that it said nasan shows he really loves us. It gave away the good smell. The fact that he wrote it in that way, he didn't say azav leave, which would have been a middle language, that would have fulfilled the mandate of being clean. It didn't say Yisriach, right? Right? It didn't say Yisriach, right? Lamaisa. It just said he gave off the good one. Well, it could have said azav. The fact that it didn't say that shows that Hashem still loves the Jewish people. Okay, that answers number what?
Eight.
That number's eight. Nine. Let's do number nine. Number nine is, what is the Shita's Arama Lekavi Akira Satakana? What is the Rambam Shita? Please get it. The Rambam Shita is as follows. Okay? Rambam says like this. Says something that's a Takana and a Siyag, 18 things, you can never avata forever. However, something that was not accepted and Lamaisa, it wasn't handled well, that's all one thing. They're all the same thing, according to the Rambam. So again, if it's a siyag and a getter, it can never be nullified. If it was accepted and handled. So the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, he says, why does the Gemara say, don't have to prove when you need a basic chacham and minyan? Prusbul is a siyag to make sure I don't resharm lechol. It's a great kasha. So the answer is that a prusbul is not a siyag. When they stop lending money, there's no Mr. Gomer, Sheva Al Tasek. Prusbul is a takana for the neem, they shouldn't close the door, and takana la shun, they shouldn't lose their money. So it's not a siyag. Either Gemara says they're over this year, resharm lechol. Rambam writes also in Hilchos Shmita Yosef. Sam Sofer says, the Kavanah Kes Mishnah is, according to Rambam, you can mazel like this. Prusbul is nitgun, because Shvizu is mazel as the Rabbanon. Zman has said there's no issue in a Torah if they prevent themselves from lending. That's what the Gemara means, Shamar, that they're over the Shamar Lachah. They're over this is the Rabbana. So there was not a Takiyana, it's not a Takana Siyag of Torah. Because I'm so very answered against Mishra Kasha, Dafka, where there's no Bittul Atam, you need a Siyag, Kim Avata. Whereas Bittul Atam, even the Bezdin of Gadol Mirishon, Kim Avata the Siyag. Hereby, Prusbul Rashi says that if the door was a better door, they weren't preventing themselves from lending. So that answers no what? The answer is number what? Number nine.
Kesef Mishnah's
Maz with the Rambam that the Rambam holds that accepting and handling is the same thing, and if it was Mizakim, the 18 things, it never could be Mavapal, ever. Allah says if it was accepted and handled. So why not accepted and handled? Then you could be Mavapal. So opposed to the Maskanas HaTais, the 18 things you never came about if it was accepted. If it wasn't accepted, even smaller one could do. Only something that's accepted is not from the 18 things, then you need a basin that's got all the Chachmo of a minion, and that's what Prisba was. Something that was not widely accepted, any basin came about it. There's a Rosh Hashanah Isser, you cannot have a Vatel if it was widespread, like the 18 things. But Mammon, like Prusbul, based in greater Kivatel, not a Kotel, the Meisel. So that's the Chiddush, whereas the Rambam basically says only something that is accepted and handled, it's all one thing. So Prusbul, he wanted to say, why didn't you talk about a minion? It was a Siag, Mr. Torah. The answer was not a Siag, it was a Dakan Al-Anin, the Meisel. The Tekanaim, they weren't getting the money. And Sarach Beer, but he said, you're over the Isser? I mean, Shamanot only meant in the Rabbanim. And lastly, number 10. What is the Chiddush of Rav Nachman? The Chiddush of Rav Nachman is that you do not have to write the Shtar, you can just say it over in words. That was the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. You can just say it over in words, and It's mashma, Rav Nachman just says that Allah Almighty, even though it's not written, or you say Yasher, or you said Yasher Chayil, even though it wasn't written, it's written dummy. Rav Nachman says later on that if I had a Prusbul, I lost these beliefs. Mashma, you need a Prusbul. So the Rosh says, Rav Nachman was Masakin, Amira Balfe, you don't need a Prusbul. That's what the Maharim relied on. It's Mukha from the Rosh, Rav Nachman said Allah Almighty, whereas Rashi says, theoretically, he would have done it. Not that he actually did it. The mission we've shown is Madai from Rashi, that Rav Nachman says, even if you don't give over your Chovda Bezin, Lo B'Ksiv Lo B'Amira, is as if you did. Miri says the same thing. Stambava was on a Tanai, shouldn't be canceled. And the Amoraim gave over the words to each other. The Amira works Mikra Adin Mitzat Takanis Hill. But the Precious learns in Rashi, like the Rosh, that Lamaisa Rav Nachman says the Amira helps. Amira helps, Allah Almighty. That the Amira helps. He learns that Rashi is like the Rosh, that the Meiri it actually helps. Rashi, the Pashim Shah we said from Rashi was, it wasn't Masakin, he said, if I could have. Seems like Rashi, he wants to learn the preacher of Rashi, was like the Rosh. Okay, all right, let's stop here. Wonderful guy, wonderful. Okay, guys, I wish everyone a Baruch Shem Tov tomorrow, 9 o'clock.